The Power and Beauty of a Woman, Judges 14:10-16.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
His father went down to the woman, and Samson made a feast there, for the young men used to do so. When they saw him, they brought 30 companions to be with him. Samson said to them, "Let me tell you a riddle now. If you can declare it to me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you can't declare it to me, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing." They said to him, "Tell us your riddle, that we may hear it." He said to them, "Out of the eater came out food. Out of the strong came out sweetness." They couldn't in 3 days declare the riddle. On the 7th day, they said to Samson's wife, "Entice your husband, that he may declare to us the riddle, lest we burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you called us to impoverish us? Isn't that so?" Samson's wife wept before him and said, "You just hate me and don't love me. You've told a riddle to the children of my people and haven't told it to me." He said to her, "Behold, I haven't told my mother or my father, so why should I tell you?" This is one of those parts of the Bible that makes you realize you're reading a true story. People still act this same way today. Notice how serious it was, though. These Philistines were the kind of people that were so proud that they would burn a woman and her father just to win a wager. This is the kind of people that Samson married into. Notice that Samson was obviously very arrogant himself. I don't think he realized where his weakness was, but the Philistines started using it even before Samson's marriage was complete. The wisest man knew about this, even though he succumbed to it. Proverbs 19:13b. A wife's quarrels are a continual dripping. Notice that she used the "you just hate me" line and then cried. It appeared to work quite well, especially on a honeymoon. At this point, Samson is experiencing what a bad woman can do to a man. She can get him to fight against himself. Did you realize that this was the same strategy that Satan used? He came to Eve and tricked her, but he didn't have to fool Adam. All Adam needed was his wife's suggestion. He actually knew what he was doing. That's what the New Testament tells us. 1 Timothy 2:14. Adam wasn't deceived, but the woman, being deceived, has fallen into disobedience. The fact is, Eve got Adam to go against himself, knowing full well what he was doing. At least Eve was fooled. A man should never think that he can marry a non-believer and just push his will on her. That's not how it works, as you see here. The simple fact is, a good woman is absolutely necessary. She may be threatened with her life someday. Only a good woman will do the right thing. When she does, she will be the most beautiful woman in the world. If this woman had chosen to be honest and defend her husband and her God, I'm sure this story would not have ended in the tragic way it does.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.